2 days ago, Thailand's military declared martial law but said it was not a coup. Today, the army chief says it is a coup. The army chief went on television to say he's taking control and ousting an elected government. Reporter Michael Sullivan joins us now from Bangkok. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Steve.
So walk us through this. Until the other day, there was a democratically elected government, right?
There was. There was a caretaker government that was in place because the democratically elected government of Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat, well, she was actually deposed, I guess you could say, by the Constitutional Court a week and a half ago for alleged abuse of power. There had been a caretaker government in place ever since. The anti-government demonstrators who have been out in the streets for the past 6 months said Yingluck leaving wasn't enough and they wanted the whole government gone. And when that didn't happen, the army stepped in.
We should mention for people, Yingluck Shinawat is part of a political family that has been dominant in different ways in Thailand for years when there have been elected governments. There's been chaos, political chaos in recent months. Now the army has stepped in. They said this wasn't a coup. They're just trying to take control of the situation. But now they say it is a coup. What changed?
Well, I mean, look, 2 days ago, when they announced that they were declaring martial law, but didn't bother to inform the interim government of that. I mean, I think everyone pretty much knew that if it walked like a duck and quacked like a duck, that it was a duck. And today they just made it official. The surprising thing today was that the leader of the army was actually meeting with various representatives of the pro- and anti-government forces, and he was trying to, I guess, come up with some sort of a compromise that would get the country back on the road to a peaceful existence. And when that didn't happen, he just pulled the plug on those talks and actually detained several members of those parties who were at the place where they were meeting in the process. So it was sort of like one of those scams that the cops run when they want people who are out on a fugitive warrant and they say, you've won a free TV, please come and claim your prize. And then everyone shows up and then, boom. Sounds like that to me.
So two possible theories here. One is that the general was sincerely talking to the different sides, got frustrated and said he was taking control for good. But the other is that it was all a trick. In either case, though, the military says it's in charge. What does that mean in Thailand right now?
That means the same thing that it meant in 2006 when the military carried out their last coup and deposed Yingluck's brother Thaksin Shinawat. It means that the army will now attempt to right the ship, as it sees it, and take Thailand forward on a path of reform and write a new constitution that keeps the red side from going.
Michael, I know it's hard to summarize, but help us understand what's been lost here in this coup. How big is Thailand? How important is it in Southeast Asia? And how democratic was it anyway?
It was very democratic for the last couple of years when the deposed Prime Minister Yingluck was in power. But at the same time, I mean, there are really three groups who control what goes on here. There is the traditional Thai elite and royalists and the monarchy. And then there's the elected government. And then, of course, there's the army, which has carried out 19 coups now since Thailand became a constitutional monarchy in 1932. I mean, this is a country of 66 million people. It's got the Southeast Asia's second biggest economy. And that economy has been in shambles for the last 6 months because of what's been happening in the streets. So what's going to happen now, I think, short term is everyone will breathe a sigh of relief that there's going to be some resolution. But then the people who really feel that their votes are being stolen from them, the people who elected this government that preceded this coup, they're going to feel like they were cheated, like they felt cheated in 2006. And like they felt cheated in 2008 when two of their prime ministers were deposed by the Constitutional Court.
Michael, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's correspondent Michael Sullivan in Bangkok, Thailand, where the army today has declared a coup.